You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY in Philadelphia. It's 6:44. Who's actually getting the COVID-19 vaccine and why? Philadelphia and state officials promise to increase equity in vaccine distribution. For WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk, reporters Kenny Cooper and Hannah Chin look at the numbers.
Belinda Perkins lives in Philadelphia. She wrote in to say that she's heard of a lot of white people getting the vaccine, but most of the eligible Black people she knows haven't gotten their shots. And she wants to know why.
My mother had a hard time getting hers in Montgomery County. And her neighbor, who was also Black, she didn't even get her vaccine in Montgomery County. She had to go to Philadelphia to get a vaccine. But I'm not seeing a lot of my friends, and I'm not seeing a lot of them getting vaccinated.
We looked into two things. One, is there actually racial disparity in who's getting the vaccine? And two, if that's true, why?
Well, to answer the first question, we do know that there is a racial gap in terms of vaccine distribution. Data published recently as Wednesday shows that white people in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey, as in the rest of the country, have been getting the vaccine at much higher rates than people of color. We also know that communities of color have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic. And the data shows that Black, Indigenous, Latino, and Pacific Islander Americans are more than twice as likely as white or Asian Americans to die of COVID-19. But they're not the ones getting the vaccine.
We don't know all the specific reasons that disparity exists. But medical experts and community leaders say it's mostly an issue of access. No matter where you live, sign-up is often online only, which creates tech barriers. A lot of clinics aren't located in Black and Latino neighborhoods, which creates geographical ones. There's also issues of language and information gaps. Saran Chan, director of the Cambodian Association of Greater Philadelphia, says these problems started at the beginning of the pandemic, even before the vaccine.
One of the first things that went out the window was diversity, equity, and inclusion, especially by way of access to information and resources surrounding the pandemic, surrounding vaccines. Whenever information did come out, they were usually in English. By the time we were able to have access to that information and also spend the time to translate or interpret anything, that was no longer news.
And Kenny, we've also gotten questions about vaccine hesitancy. Basically, the idea that people of color don't trust the shot or are suspicious of it. But is that true?
Well, at the beginning of the vaccine rollout, there were a lot of stories centered around vaccine hesitancy, especially in Black communities. But the data shows that hesitancy has dropped by half over the past 3 months. And a recent NPR survey shows that there's really not that much of a difference in coronavirus vaccine trust between Black and white people in the U.S. 73% of Black people and 70% of white people surveyed said they'd either gotten the vaccine already or were planning to in the future. The differences are actually more likely to be partisan. Almost 50% of Republican men said they didn't plan to get the shot, compared with just 6% of Democratic men who said the same. So given that, plus what you mentioned about barriers to access, it seems like vaccination rates in communities of color are lower because people can't get the shot, not because they don't want it. Which brings us to the question, what's being done to fix that?
In Philly, the Black Doctors COVID Consortium has been administering the vaccine in underserved neighborhoods for months. And just last week, I talked to leaders from Chinatown running a vaccine clinic with interpreters on site. There's also a new collective of Latino doctors, Unidos Contra COVID, that's hoping to follow the lead of the Black Doctors Consortium and boost vaccine access for their communities. In the rest of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, officials are planning projects like pop-up vaccine sites, mobile clinics, and registration phone lines to narrow this racial gap.
We're also seeing local hospitals partner with trusted community organizations and churches. Dr. P.J. Brennan is the chief medical officer of Penn Health. He says it involves planning, communication, and low-tech outreach.
We reached out to the pastors in West Philadelphia, and then we had physicians of color set up sessions where they could address questions. We started to reach out in other ways, you know, allowing for sign-up lists and direct contact through SMS texting and phone.
He says that for listeners who might want vaccines in their communities,
what's helpful to us if someone approaches us is that they have a good sense of the communities that they want to vaccinate and that they have a site.
We also know that in certain cases, like if you live in a building or block full of eligible residents, you can ask pharmacies like Centennial in Philadelphia to bring the vaccine to you.
And if our listeners have other questions, they can visit whyy.org/vaccine. Thanks, Kenny.
No problem, Hannah.